The dollar has been strong of late, and this is a function of bond market bets that the Fed will need to be raising rates sooner than what it has been projecting, and a concurrent round of risk-off flow that has resulted from this bond market positioning. Of course, we've also seen currencies taking hits on their own local affairs, with the New Zealand dollar off this week on government measures to curb the housing market, the Canadian dollar suffering from lower oil, the euro slumping on virus worry and dovish ECB speak, and the pound under pressure after UK inflation reads were softer. US equity futures have been trying to stabilize into Thursday, but as of yet, we aren't seeing any signs that we should be expecting any big turnaround in these latest trends of lower stocks and a higher US dollar. Looking ahead, key standouts on the calendar include US GDP reads, US initial jobless claims, and a plethora of central bank speak. That's all for now.